From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British and European Union officials are scrambling to deal with the aftershocks of the British voters' decision to leave the EU as having on the economy. British Prime Minister David Cameron said it's time to begin addressing what lies ahead.
The country's made its decision, and this government is responsible now for setting out the steps that we need to take and for doing all that's necessary to stabilise the economy. We took a choice to ask the people this very big question, because I believe in our parliamentary democracy, but when it comes to the very big decisions, I think it's right to consult the people. But the government, this government, takes responsibility.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stopped in London Monday, assuring Britain the special relationship between the two countries will not change because of the Brexit decision. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote, which also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News reporting Moody's agency is also expected to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end the pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision is likely to immediately reverberate throughout the U.S. 2016 presidential race. This is VOA News. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal to normalize relations, or rather ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what the agreement means.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt airliner that went down in the Eastern Mediterranean, killing all 66 people on board. Prosecutors stressed the inquiry was launched as an investigation, accident investigation, and not a terrorism probe. There was a distress call from the pilots, and no one has claimed responsibility for causing the crash. In a related development, memory cards recovered by Egyptian investigators from the doomed plane's damaged flight recorders arrived Monday in Paris in hopes that French engineers can salvage critical data about that crash. The United Nations Children Agency's UNICEF says nearly 70 million children under the age of 5 could die between now and 2030 if governments and their partners do not step up efforts to meet development goals. The finding issued in UNICEF's State of the World's Children's Report urges governments, donors, and NGOs to focus on the most disadvantaged children and close the gaps, giving young people a better chance of a bright future. The report raises the alarm for children in sub-Saharan Africa, where about 2 of 3 live in poverty and most have less than 4 years of schooling. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continues her 6-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco on Tuesday. Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The First Lady traveling with her teenage daughters and a mother. Their 6-day trip also includes a stop in Spain. Obama's Let's Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, violence that keep more than 62 million girls globally out of school. A surge in Chinese migrants seeking a better life in the United States is illegally crossing into the Mexican border is capturing the attention of U.S. media. The San Diego Union-Tribune in California reporting the number of Chinese nationals making the illegal crossing from Mexico into San Diego increased 13 times over from last October through May of this year. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.